Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here to talk about the ETF of the week. He is the one who picks it, and nobody could be more qualified. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETFtrends.com, where they don't just look at what does Tom say the trend is and what should you do? They look at all things ETF related. If you want more information, go to ETFtrends.com. Tom Lydon is also on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon, and ETF Trends is on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Happy holidays.
And to you, too. Our ETF of the week is
the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Japan Hedged Equity ETF, ticker symbol DBJP.
DBJP, the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Japan Hedged Equity Fund. A lot in there, but there's more than what's in the name on this one. So I'm curious because we've got Japan and we've got hedged equity. Is this a play on strong dollar?
It absolutely is, and there's a little bit more to it. Since we've seen this Trump pump in the stock market, this ETF has continued to move to the upside. In fact, it's up over 25% since the summer. So a few things are going on in Japan that we know. Number one, where we're kind of easing monetary policy-wise, we just aren't pumping and buying more treasuries, where over in Japan, Bank of Japan has stated that it plans to continue to put its pedal to the metal as far as more monetary easing. So it's a little different on the fundamental side there, and that's something to pay close attention to. In addition, since we've had the opposite effect in rising interest rates as a positive effect on the U.S. dollar versus the Japanese yen. So what does that do to trade? Well, it means that electronics and Japanese cars that come out of Japan and come over to the U.S. are the same quality, but we can actually get them at less expensive prices because our currency's more. Now, they don't mind that because actually when you're out shopping for cars now, from a price and valuation standpoint, Japanese cars look to be that much less expensive, so that's going to increase sales. Positive for exports for Japan, for sure, but also overall, with continued monetary easing there, you've got more money that's flowing into the system, easier to borrow money for sure, and then that bodes well for the overall Japan economy and hopefully for their stock market too. So if you're bullish on Japan and its stock market, at the same time, you feel like our dollar is going to continue to increase as the Fed says, hey, we're going to have at least three more hikes in us in 2017. Well, if that's the case, here's an opportunity where you're playing not only long Japan market, but also the long U.S. dollar.
I'm thinking back to my economics classes here, but you made that point about if you believe in the Japanese stock market, but if you have a strong U.S. dollar and you have a yen that is getting weaker, doesn't the weak yen or the weakening yen normally weigh on the performance of the Japanese stocks?
Well, it would. However, if you look at Japan, they are a heavy exported economy. So some of their best companies, the Toyotas, the Mitsubishis of the world, their banking system, which is multinational for sure, you've got a lot of companies there that really are in the either automotive side, the technology side, or the banking side, very heavy in those areas compared to the breakdown in sectors in the U.S. So that's one of the advantages of countries that have had a heavy amount of exports, and they've always depended on exports as far as their overall economy. And today, they make great products, great services all around. And in fact, they're much cheaper because the dollar is risen, and it looks like it's going to continue to do so.
Is this a 200-day moving average play? And is this also money that you're taking from the sidelines, or is this money where you're saying, I want to tilt some of my international exposure, so it's coming from your international funds?
Here's the answer, Chuck. Right now, everyone has seen the dollar increase, and they've also seen global markets actually rebound to a decent amount as well. If you haven't yet looked at a currency-hedged ETF, go in and look at, for example, this ETF compared to a Japanese index and see what's happened. And you'll see the positive bump from a market that not only has appreciated, but also has benefited from the increase in the dollar versus the devaluation of the yen. There are a lot of times when the market might go up, but if the currency within that home country declines more than the market, you could actually lose money. So if you have foreign equity allocations and you do not hedge that local currency, you in fact are betting on the local currency over the U.S. dollar. And I think many folks, if it was laid out that way to them, wouldn't want to take that bet. So you don't have to bet one way or another. You can actually hedge, and that's the whole idea here. Go in, look at your global market participation, and at least have half of that on the currency hedge side, because we're probably going to continue to see raising rates.
200-day moving average, yes or no?
Absolutely. But if you're a buy-and-hold investor, you would buy and hold in this type of fund as well.
So it can be either way, but again, take some of your international exposure and make sure it gets to the hedged equity side of things. That's the broader message. But if you feel strongly when it comes to Japan, where there have been positive economic signs, then you're looking specifically at the DBJP. That is the ETF of the week. It is the Deutsche Xtrackers MSCI Japan Hedged Equity ETF. A mouthful, but a mouthful that's worth looking at right now. Tom Lydon, thanks so much for joining me on the show. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you again next week.
You too, Chuck. Thank you.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. He's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Make sure you check everything out there.